This Bear Grease report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge, Bearskin Lodge, and Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground up north on the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth. To fans of sled dog racing, Jeff King is the winningest musher in the world. He's won 4 Iditarods, 1 Yukon Quest, and over 24 first place finishes in races all over Alaska. But to those in the mushing world, he's an innovator. One of his aha moments came while reading cyclist Lance Armstrong's book on the importance of constant training to stay in shape.
Conventional knowledge, sled dog knowledge, used to be, well, you can't train them in the summer because they're going to get too hot. I live on a small lake in the interior of Alaska, and it dawned on me that they're not going to get too hot swimming in this cold lake. And I implemented a swimming program and was able to get them the aerobic exercise I thought they could benefit from, and no risk of overheating, not to mention the cross-training associated with a completely different activity that was so aerobic and also non-impact. These are team animals. I thought I could do the best job training them in the water by having them connected to each other. Well, if you're going to connect them to each other, you also need to connect them to something on each end. We literally have a boat on each end. The one in the front, they chase. That provides something for the dogs to follow. And the one behind provides resistance. And they're just tethered with a short leash to their collar, and the line that they're tethered to has small buoys on it that keep the line floating, and it also provides a security. If a dog wanted to rest, he can hang on the ropes. They picked it up very, very quickly. The boat in the back was just ballast. The dogs got to be stronger swimmers. Well, we've tried several different outboard motors and have kind of settled on a 9-horsepower Honda 4-stroke outboard that we run in reverse gently while the dogs pull it forward, and we can provide the necessary tension to keep them all strung out. There's a picture on YouTube. One of my friends and competitors named Brent Sass has his dogs pulling him water skiing. He has the dogs running down the beach of the Chena River in Fairbanks, and while they sprint down the beach, Brent is off on water skis 10 feet out on the river, throwing up a wake.
New technology, including the use of GPS tracking, has come to the mushing world, too. And despite being controversial in some circles, Jeff says he's all for it.
I see very few cons. The musher can't use the GPS for navigation, and you can't use night vision goggles. I mean, it's supposed to be about the dogs and their inherent ability for musher and dogs to navigate the trail. But one of the reasons the race has been so hard to, it's been a Class B movie, is because the fan base just can't follow the race. It's hard to get excited about something that you don't get information. This tracking, GPS tracking, has taken on with a roar, and I'm in total support. I hope that the Bear Grease has it. If they don't this year, I hope they do in the future. It is not a difficult thing to do anymore to put a transmitter in the musher sled that on every 10 or 15 minutes tells you how fast they're going and where they are. It's of no value to the mushers, even if they could access the information. When it first came out, there were mushers who were, you know, adamant that they didn't want anybody to know where they were, as if somehow that information could get to their competitor during the race. I don't believe that. And even if it did, the upside is so great for a spectator. My family, been watching me race for decades, are more into it than ever, because with the GPS tracking, when you leave a checkpoint, historically, they'd go, well, it's 100 miles to the next checkpoint. We won't have any more information on Dad till tomorrow morning. Well, that's not the case anymore. If they get excited about it, or there's something close, or I'm close with another musher, they can see that, wow, you know, Lance Mackey and Dad are just minutes apart, and they're traveling, you know, one's traveling a tenth of a mile an hour faster than the other, and to see us pass one another sitting in front of their computer, I have heard nothing but tremendous excitement from viewers and race fans as a result of the GPS tracking. So it's something I totally endorse.
Surprisingly, to us in the Northland at least, King has never run the Bear Grease, but he says he's got plenty of incentive to tackle the race now that he's scaled back his schedule just a little bit.
My parents were both born in Minnesota. My grandfather is a big Minnesota businessman and So I have lots of family there, and I've been getting that question ever since I first hitched up a dog. Logistics is the answer. As I committed my mushing career to the long-distance races of Alaska, they just competed so heavily with time of year and expense that I never made it. But I have clearly pushed back from the table. I would love to do some things that I've never done before with my dog team, and the Bear Grease is one of them.
Jeff King spoke with us from Bend, Oregon, where, according to his blog, he took his first place in his first skijoring race this past weekend. Hear more of our conversation with Jeff King on our audio archives page at KUMD.org. This report brought to you in part by the Bearskin Lodge, Hungry Jack Lodge, and Campground and Trail Center and Lodge on the Gunflint Trail, and Energy Plus of Duluth, with additional support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.